a Radio 191 FM podcast.
On the line, joining us from the Big T, the real capital of Aotearoa, New Zealand, Tamaki Makaurau, we have Maynard Larkin joining us to talk about their new album, Rattlesnake Boy, which is a real sweet but also real sore beautiful country album produced by longtime collaborator Tom Lark. Shannon Fowler is their real name. Good morning to you, Maynard. How are we?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm great. How are you doing?
We are chilling. It isn't super like frigidly cold here in Aotearoa, and there's lots of really great new music coming out from Dunedin, so we're pretty happy. How are you with where you're at?
Amazing. I'm good. I've got my, I'm a little precious. I'm in Auckland. It's not that cold, but I'm wearing layers. I'm wearing my thermal, my Patagonia jacket, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Keeping it cozy.
Yeah, keeping it cozy and keeping real happy with post-album high.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it feels so good to finally just release it into the world. Mm. You know, it's been like years of work and being patient, but it's been so fun as well, like the process of making it. So it's just nice to get it out there, I guess.
I bet. I mean, I can't imagine you wouldn't work with someone for years on end if it wasn't fun to work with them, like you do with Shannon Fowler. So
totally, yeah. Like, yeah, I feel like every time we get to make stuff, it's like I'm really just like looking forward to the hang, you know, and then of course like the making stuff is beautiful too, but mm-hmm. Yeah, he's awesome. He's a good friend.
I just gotta say, Maynard Larkin, what a name. That's a great name. It's very Western.
Thanks.
It feels very Wild Westy vibe. It's good.
Ah, that's cool. Yeah.
It fits very well with the title of the album, Rattlesnake Boy. But I did want to know why focus on a rattlesnake and not another snake like, you know, Diamondback Boy or Horned Adder Boy or Sonoran Gopher Snake Boy, you know, were there any of those in the mix?
I really like this question. I mean, ultimately because the Rattlesnake Boy is a fictional character, but my idea for him, I was thinking of real wrestlers who were kind of I like to think that he's like he's different parts of real wrestlers. So a little bit of him is like Stone Cold Steve Austin, who of course was referred to as the Texas Rattlesnake. I think that's what they called him. And then I feel like another part of the Rattlesnake Boy is, you know, Shawn Michaels. And then another part is like Kevin Von Erich. So that's basically the origins of why I went with the rattlesnake for the character.
Fair enough. It also just happens to fit with the country theme really well.
True.
But you mentioned that this wrestler, and the album is loosely centered on the story of this wrestler, the Rattlesnake Boy, who is down on their luck, bit vulnerable. You've been into wrestling since you were a kid. You even went to a Raw show in the US. Did you ever play the WWE games with the PS1 or PS2?
I did. I played...
The best.
Yeah, so good. I think for my birthday or Christmas one year, my birthday is around New Year's, so very close. So I got SmackDown versus Raw, and that was very exciting. But actually, I would have been about 11, and I must have been playing up as a child, and my mom had to go to a funeral, and she took the SmackDown versus Raw game and put it in her bag and went to the funeral. And I was just like, the whole day, I was like, where is the game? I can't find it. But I think honestly, like, great parenting move on her part.
Mm-hmm. Is your wrestler a heel or a baby face? What do you reckon?
He's definitely a baby face.
Definitely a baby face.
Yeah, there's a heel who he fights, and there's a song called Two Wrongs where he's fighting a heel. And this heel, I don't name him in the song, but I do believe his name is Biff Tompkins, and he's not a great man. He's a brute. He's not very nice to women. He drinks all of their liquor,
Is that based on a real adversary?
No, it's not.
He's 5'7". He likes to make to make EDM music. You said that adopting this wrestler persona has allowed you to sort of go into a more vulnerable mode of songwriting. When did that realization come to you, and was that surprising at all?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I guess it happened pretty organically. I would go into the studio and chat to Shannon, and I had been writing all these poems because I'd been going through some, you know, like some heartbreak and some mental health stuff. And so then when we started writing the songs, I feel like it was when we introduced the character of the wrestler, it was fun and creative. But then I was like, oh, I can just pretend that I'm not going through this. Everything that I'm going through and everything that I'm writing about, it's not me. It's the Rattlesnake Boy.
Mm. We're just one start and one end, you know.
Exactly. Mm. Yeah.
It's beautiful. Raging Bull inspired the video for the track One Headlight. Are you much into boxing as well? Do you have a similar passion for that martial art form?
I actually don't. So our director for that video, he's amazing. He's super young. He's like 23, Alexei Foster.
Mm.
That was his idea. And I love film, and Raging Bull is such a great, it's a classic, you know. So he came in with the boxing idea, and at first I was a little hesitant because, you know, the album's more about wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to confuse the, you know, the style and the image, but I went with it, and yeah, he just like that whole crew, they really hit the ball out of the park with that video.
Mm, totally. Did you ever consider making a different or using a different martial art form for each video?
No, but I do think that'd be really funny.
It'd be amazing. It'd be awesome. In terms of the sound of this thing, you're going for a very sweet, cozy sort of country sound. It doesn't sound like Delaney Davidson's real hectic fuzzy guitars or Johnny Cash's, you know, alcoholism type beat. Although I will say Reno has a very Johnny Cash vibe. I love that track. Yeah. It's a beautiful song.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Most of your work has been in the field of hip-hop, of course. When you're switching to country, was it an obvious direction in which you should go?
I guess not 100%. I mean, I think it was just like, It had been a few years since I had kind of released music, and Shannon had just made a country record, and I had this desire kind of brewing for a few years. Like, I really wanted to sing, and like sometimes I'd try to cover country songs on my computer, but I just didn't really, because it was easier to kind of take my ideas that were in my poems, these like very earnest ideas, and I think put them into country songs. My writing had kind of shifted during that period, and I guess it just kind of happened naturally with me wanting to sing and get out of my comfort zone, and then Shannon being really on the country buzz as well.
Do you think that Shannon sort of took the lead on the sonic direction of the production?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he's so talented. He's like wild good at production and just playing different instruments, and yeah, so it was like a real joy to watch him do his thing as well. And
I think it's just, again, it's a testament to your creative connection, as well as your friendship. It's just such a beautiful thing that to happen.
Totally. I think that's the best thing about making music or making any art, I guess, is just being able to hang out with people you really love and then you get to kind of create these things that never existed before. And yeah, it's quite special. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then build up off of them. Is there going to be a tour on the way? Can we expect to see Maynard Larkin, traveling down the railroad? In a mine cart, are you going to be traveling around the place?
Yeah, I would love to. We don't have anything set in stone just yet, just because it's early days, and I'm just kind of taking it one step at a time. Mm. But I would love to. That would be, that'd be so great. Right now, I'm just hoping that we're going to play a couple sets in Tamaki, just over the next month. And yeah, I'm nervous, but I'm super excited for those. And then, I really hope to bring the set around Aotearoa for sure.
Yeah, I imagine this will be a whole new way of playing live music for you.
100%, yeah.
So lots of practice, lots of rehearsing?
Oh, yeah, lots of practice. Definitely, like, I've been practicing a lot more than I used to. I guess I feel quite comfortable rapping, but with singing, I feel like I have to try so hard because I'm not really a natural singer. I find it challenging, but I like that, you know? It's like I have this challenge of figuring out how to use my voice and remembering that it's an instrument in mm-hmm. itself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so excited to play with the band. So it's me and five others. And yeah, like I'm just stoked that I can be up there on stage with more people. I mean, I guess doing Randa stuff, usually it was just me. Sometimes it was me and one other, but yeah, I don't want to be lonely up on stage anymore. I want to have a fun group of guys.
And I guess you can kind of chill out a bit more because, I mean, I haven't really been to any hip-hop shows, but from what I've seen, it's like if you're on stage as a rapper, you're sort of the only person there. There's a lot of emphasis to bring the energy, you know, whether that's through dance or whether that's through, like, really evocative stage presence. I guess you don't have to rely on that so much now and you can chill out a little bit more.
Yeah, exactly. I think that sounds correct. Like, yeah. For sure.
I mean, do you have any final words, thoughts, or opinions to leave our lovely listeners with?
Just thanks for your time. Thanks for listening, and I hope if folks give the album a listen, I hope it like just inspires something in them, and I don't know. I hope it just feels good and joyful to listen to. Really,
mm-hmm. It does. It's really sweet. It's really really lovely. It makes me warm fuzzies is what conjures in the mind. Yeah, and also
lovely.
Like, and also sad as well.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it's sad and hopeful at the same time. It's a funny one.
Mm. Kind of reminds me a little bit of a similar vibe that I get from listening to some Bill Callahan songs. If you're familiar with him.
Ah, lovely.
Yeah. Love that guy.
That's awesome.
Alrighty, thank you so much, Maynard. Really appreciate your time, and all the best for doing live stuff up in Tamaki.
Cool. Thank you, Zach.
Thank you so much. All right, that was Maynard Larkin joining us to have a chat about their new record, Rattlesnake Boy. We're going to play a track from that record. We're going to play the closer track, actually. Home is Where the Heart Is. And then at 9:30, we'll be joined by Nick Tepa and Sean Norling from The Council. They've just put out a new Dunedin compilation record called O Te Puti Ho, which should be really, really exciting. Here's Maynard Larkin with Home is Where the Heart Is. Ka kite.
This was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more at r1.co.nz or wherever quality content is found.